I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. We are in the midst of the holiday season. Here we go, friends and family. It's starting, and all the hustle and the bustle and the joy in the air that you can feel. And I am so excited because it means family, it means friends, it means memories and connections that we create over this holiday season. And over the next few weeks in my podcast, I have some special guests that will be joining me to talk about how you can help create the most perfect holiday experiences and memories for those who are most important in your life. So with that said, I am super excited and honored to have with me today my very own mother. Her name is Vicki Bachmeier, and I am so excited to have you on the podcast with me today, Mom.
Oh, thank you, Bethany. I really feel honored for you to have me here today.
Yay! But I couldn't help but want to bring my mom on this podcast because my mom embodies this hospitality spirit when it comes to Christmas and Thanksgiving and almost any holiday that comes throughout the year. You just have a heart that loves to serve other people and make them feel welcome and special when you invite them into your home. And the things that you do to create that feeling and that atmosphere, I think a lot of people, it doesn't always come naturally to them. And so I would just love to hear some of your thoughts and your stories about how you have done that over the years throughout for the holidays and bringing people into your home and being hospitable. And I think one story comes to mind, and I want you to share, but I'll just prime the pump. But you had shared a story about, even for Michael and I, how you surprised us one time about guests that were coming. Would you mind sharing that story?
Oh, certainly. When we lived in Minnesota, we had a lot of guests in our home. We had a lot of missionaries in our home. And a lot of times, our children had to give up their own rooms. They gave up their bedrooms, and they were glad to do that. But they would do that many, many times. And so we thought, we want to honor our own children. So they were used to having guests. So one evening, I said, well, you know, we're going to have very special guests, you know. And they were always excited because it could be, they could have children, and that means that they could have playmates. And so we kept on saying, well, we're going to do something very special with the table. And so I remember Bethany folding the napkins so nicely. I said, these are very special. They're just so very special to us. And so she folded the napkins, and she's in charge of the table, putting plates, and Michael helped with the silverware. And they all had little special jobs to do. And we said, we have some really wonderful food. I think it was like roast, maybe something that that they loved. It wasn't liver.
Thank goodness, not liver. Oh, that's a whole other memory someday we'll share.
But so we had a very special meal prepared. And so they kept saying, well, when are they going to be here? When are they going to be here? Well, let's just take a look outside if they're here. So they stepped outside and shut the door, and then I opened up the door. I says, welcome, you are our special guest tonight. And they kind of looked at each other like, what? I says, you are our special guest. Come and sit down at the table. I remember placing them at the table and just really letting them know that how much we appreciated them around our table, because they've always served other people at our table, so we wanted to serve them and let them know that they were very, very important to our family. Aww. So it was really fun. It was a fun time to do that, and we just all had a really good time around the table.
Aww.
So that was one of the memories for us as a family.
I remember that a lot. Like, no matter what the holiday, or if we had special guests over, there was plates that you would pull out and napkin holders, and just even the chargers. I didn't even know what a charger was until I think I was in college, and you're like, Bethany, can you get the chargers from the closet? I'm like, what are chargers? Those fancy plates that you don't eat on that go under the plate. I'm like, oh, that's a charger. But just like all these little things, that these details that you paid attention to when you were preparing for guests to come in your home. And the neat thing I think about is that you still do that for us. Here we are, grown adults, and we have our families, and our families definitely expanded over the years. But you still take that time to even days, and you've told me even weeks sometimes before, beginning to set the table for Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. And every time we come, it's never the same. And what process goes through your head as you're preparing? Like, what do you feel? What do you think about when you're doing that, Mom?
I think about every person that's coming to my house. I want them to feel special. And if I know something that they like, a special candy or maybe a special beverage, I will try to have that.
Yeah.
I just might even put it in front of their plate. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be something different for everybody. Or my head spins. I think... way in advance, like, how am I going to fold the napkins this time? So I'll go on Pinterest and say, I'm going to find out a different way to fold these napkins. I've had these napkins probably for 10 years, but I'm going to make them look different.
Yes.
So one year I folded the napkins, I found out how to make a rose out of a napkin. It wasn't...
Those are really pretty.
But, you know, you don't have to go out and spend a lot of money. I collected things through the years and just did different things. Had maybe a candle at everybody's placemat, mm-hmm. everybody's setting, or just did different things that we just enjoyed and tried to find out if they had a special food that they liked. Mm-hmm. You know, we would try to maybe incorporate that in the meal. But
yeah,
I'm always thinking ahead. I guess
I know.
I just love it. I just enjoy the when we get together, how it makes people feel. It's just really a fun time. Fun season's coming up to get your creative juices going. And some you don't have to spend a lot of money. You could even if you just spend paper plates, you know, that's okay too.
Right.
We've done that as well. And it's just taking the time to say you're important.
Yeah.
You know, little things are saying to your guests, you're important to our family. And we just want to make you feel at home.
Oh, that's awesome. I know that you've done like little name tags in front of the plates where people are sitting, or you've like, here's a name tag, you can find a place where you want to sit. If I recall, I feel like even when you talk about paper plates, even writing people's names fancy on the paper plate so they know where they're sitting or where they're going. Just even simple things like that, I know that you've done.
I've gone through my old photos and I've taken a picture. I've cut the pictures and put the pictures in front of the plate.
Yeah.
I had them and I bought little frames and I remember putting their picture and I tied it on the back of the chair.
Aww,
so they all would know
that.
Where they sat. That's just one memory that comes to mind, but just making it very personal.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's just a fun thing to do.
It makes it very meaningful, and that it's just not, because I think sometimes in the holiday season, we just get so busy going here and there, and you clean the house or you're preparing, but pausing to make sure that you're having guests come, and even if they're family or you've known them, you know, like they're not just friends, but they're family, even taking the time to make those meaningful little moments and connections are so, so precious. And I think too, like when years ago when we all lived outside of town and we'd come in for the holidays, you would do that. You'd put special treats in the bed and there would still be a guest basket in the bedroom like for towels and just those simple things that made it really easy to come and in and be like, oh, okay, I can let down my hair. I can relax a little bit. Oh, there's a bottle of shampoo and toothpaste. Thank the Lord, because I forgot them. Like, it's just little things that can be super helpful when you have guests coming in from out of town to be ready for and prepared for. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that. Mm-hmm. And you really do a great job of creating that atmosphere and welcoming people into your home. I think that's that spirit of hospitality that we can tap into, that it doesn't take a lot of effort. It just takes a little bit to be intentional with what is special to that person and meaningful to that person to make the holidays extra special. I think those are so fun. And you do it now for the grandkids. What are some, can you think of those things, I mean, that you do now for the grandkids love?
I've got grandkids that spend the night. I've got two grandsons that spend the night, and they have their own room. In fact, it's their daddy's old room, and they sleep up here. And I just had the boys over a few days ago, and Aiden said, I want to go upstairs to my room. I said, well, there really isn't much up there because you're not spending it. Well, I just want to go see. And so he runs upstairs and he checks out the room and he sees that his art is on the wall. Pictures of his parents are on the shelves. And I just threw this snowman blanket on his bed, just thinking of him the other day. So this is, he'd like this. I don't know if he's going to come up here or if he's going to spend the night. But he says, Grandma, you've got a snowman blanket on my bed. I said, oh, I do have one on your bed. He says, oh, he thought that was pretty neat. So it's just little things. I don't know, that's how my mind works. I just think of little things that might make them put a smile on their face.
Yeah, and those are just those little meaningful moments that are personal, that bring a connection, and that allow people and remind people that you're being thought of. And I think really can add to the hospitality and the holiday spirit, mm-hmm. and just that peace and the love and the connections, and because that's what the holidays are all about. It's mm-hmm. more than the gifts. It's more than the money we spend. It's so funny because as I've gotten older, when I'm your kid, all you can think about is the gifts, right? As my children, you know that. Grandma, here's my Christmas list.
I love it. Yeah. I love the Christmas
and
list.
And they do too. But I think it's neat to see that as they get older, they, you know, for ourselves, we think, oh, it's not even about the gifts anymore. It's just about getting mm-hmm. together and laughing and mm-hmm. and the food and the fun and the games and the mm-hmm. and then walking down those memory lane moments, mm-hmm. you know, and just really enjoying being together more than anything that mm-hmm. that we can give each other.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
It's the gift of time.
It is. Yes, a gift of time. I love the gift of time. My granddaughter was saying, Grandma, what do you want for Christmas? And we were texting back and forth, and I said, well, I think I would like to have time with you. Mm-hmm. That's what would be a good gift for me. And she said, oh, Grandma. I mean, I think she really was a little surprised.
Yeah.
But I think she was also, I could almost hear the wheels in her head turning. I'm going to spend time with my grandma, and it's going to be very memorable. Yeah. That's the type of granddaughter that she is. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that she will come up with.
If this is the daughter that you're thinking about, she already told me, yep, as soon as I get my license, I'm taking grandma out for lunch.
Well, I'm going to look forward to that.
So, don't tell her that I told you that. Maybe that was supposed to be a Christmas surprise. But you're right, Mom. It is. It is those little moments that bring that connection, that meaningful connection, that are more valuable than anything we could spend money on, because life is short, and the memories we cherish for a lifetime.
It just is it's just the little things. I've got a son that he has to have his chapstick. And so when he comes to my house and he stays at my house, I usually have a brand new chapstick on his bed. It's just a little thing. He says, wow, Mom, thanks.
Right. But that's so meaningful because you know that you're being thought of, you know, just even those little things. Right? Chapstick. Even chapsticks. Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, this is great. I'm so, so thankful for you, Mom. And I'm so thankful for just how you have literally throughout our life set the table for us to model hospitality and model what it means to be intentional, being thoughtful throughout the holiday season, and as a way to make people feel welcome into your home and special and cared for. What an amazing thing that if we all my listeners, if we can just capture that spirit and do that for every person we encounter throughout the holidays, what an impact that can have on those we meet every single day, and our families and our friends throughout the holiday season.
Yeah, it's been fun, and we're still continuing to do that. I remember something I just thought of now, that Bethany, when she was probably maybe 10 or 11 years old, and she knew I liked to set the table nice, and she was very much a part of that, and maybe she's an adult. Maybe you can tell me. I don't remember.
10, 11.
Anyway, she went shopping, and she bought me a gift. She could hardly stand it. She said, "Got you something you're absolutely gonna love." I mean, she would tell me, "Well, I just can't imagine," and she just couldn't hardly wait. She was almost gonna tell me beforehand, but she constrained herself and she waited. But she presented me with a beautiful set of gold silverware.
I was in college. I worked my butt off for those.
And I know you walked and you said when you saw those and they were on sale.
Yeah.
You bought those and you were so, and I still have them. Okay. I've had them. I use them every.
It's 20 years, Mom.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I use them and they're very meaningful to me. Every time I use them, I think of that special gift. Yeah. And she was so excited when she presented them to me. And it just brings back happiness to my heart. So
that's fun.
It really was.
Yeah, yes.
And what did we use today?
We ate off the silverware. That's so funny because I was looking at it today. I'm like, I wonder if this is the silverware that I got my mom.
Yes, okay.
20 years ago.
Okay, it was in college. Okay, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was in college. I worked a lot of hours to save up for those. Yeah. Wow. That's fun. But see, meaningful moments, those little things that being intentional about what those connections and what is valuable. Hospitality, of course. Mm-hmm. Giving you something you're going to be hospitable with for the next 20 years and make people feel welcome in your home. That was an investment in my future.
That was a good investment. Because other people have been able to.
Yes, other people have benefited from those forks too. Oh, but I love it. I love it. So if we were to leave our listeners with a challenge, I love to do that at every end of the podcast. Give them a challenge that they could walk away with from today, just our conversation. What would you want to challenge our listeners with when we think about hospitality and preparing for the holiday season?
I guess I would say to be intentional, to see what people like. I mean, listen, when you're in a conversation with somebody, something always comes to mind, that they like that. And I store that in the back of my mind. And I think if they're in my home, if they're going to be in my home, I'll remember that and I'll just jump on the train and, and do something about it. But I mean, maybe it's a special beverage that they like, or it could be anything. And so just be intentional who your guests are and things that they like. Find out things, asking them questions and things that they enjoy.
Yeah. That's really cool.
That'd be one thing, I guess I would.
Yes, I love that. That takes their hospitality and that welcome and connection to a whole other level for the holiday season. I love it. So there you have it, friends. This holiday season, if you can grab a hold of one thing as you think about guests that are coming into your home, family that's traveling in, flying in, or driving in, whether it's across town or from another state or country, what are little things that they may like that you could have ready for them and waiting as they walk in your door this holiday season? So I just want to say, Mom, I'm so glad you joined me on today's podcast. It was a pleasure having you. And I love you so much. And
thank
I'm so grateful for you and thankful for you. And I know this won't be the last time that you hear from my mom on a podcast. So again, to all my listeners, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.